in the past. Excuse me. And I think many of you are aware of us. We're also very involved in, like I said, the scallop licensing area. We've worked with the department in the past in making sure some of the boundaries and the maps were appropriate to the communities and the fishermen that are going to be held to those regulations within the scallop management. We also are an advocate in the northern shrimp fishery, and of course in the lobster fishing. And our lead scientist Carla Gunther is on the advisory council for the scallops. Just a couple things I'd like to mention about our organization, kind of updates for new members and for people that know what has known us for a long time. One update is that in 2017, about halfway through the year, our executive director, Robin Alden, is going to be moving on. She's going to, after 45 years in this type of work, she's planning on continuing that effort, but not as the executive director and having a little more free time to herself. And with that, we just, as of about January 1st, really started the search for a new executive director in earnest. And I can say that we're getting some very good applications and that, I think the word is getting out of the type of work that we do, and it's a credit to the work that Robin has done in her career. One other update, as we'll be working with you over the next several months in this session, is that, at the Fisherman's Forum, we plan on announcing a name change for Penobscot East. We're going to be changing our name to the Maine Center for Coastal Fisheries, which we've come to as a part of a inward looking process in some of our strategic planning, and are really excited about a name that we really feel says what we do and speaks to what we do. A little bit more than our current name. And so if you see familiar faces, but with a different name on the board in the future, we'll hope you recognize that it's going to be a different name, but in the same place, the same vision, the same mission, the same people, and representing the same people. Again, I'd like to mention that Brian Thomas is here, and he's probably going to be working with this committee as well on some of the scallop licensing work and efforts that we've been working on hard over this last year. And then